Today's learning from the Nishma Subchaim Luz of Shavsha, Yemesh and Daniel Rivka, Bez Mesh, Zero, Yisra, Menachem, Ramesh, Mesos, Vishloim, Achaim, Mesh, and Malcolm, and Brach, Masar, Malcolm, and Yitzchak, and Fekaldina, and it's close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we left off on Chol HaMoed. We were in middle of Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, and we are in middle of Sif Beis, the last Ramah. Okay, so what we said over here till now was that when the concept we discussed about is that if you have a candle on something, that something doesn't necessarily become mukta unless it's a basis to it. But if it's a basis to it and something that's a davar amuta, then you are allowed. However, in order to move the candle, you would have to sort of do tiltum and atzad. That was the general idea. You would have to knock it off, right? Says the Rama, umikol makam. No, regardless of what you do, mutter legal betavla, to touch the table or the tray, right, is mutter. Hoyov ain't a metal on there. Since you're not, what's the mukts over here? The mukts is the nair. You're not moving the nair, you're allowed to touch it. Hu adincha mutter liga, the menorish of a basic knesses used to have these candelabras. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah says that these were fixed in place. They weren't going to move by touching it. So you're allowed to touch the menorah in the basic knesses. Even though the candles are burning on it, so long it does not shake when you do that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's fixed in its place. If it's a candelabra that's hanging, then you're not allowed to touch it. Shabakal Yunanea will shake very easily. Even if the candles went out, that when the Mechaber tells us you're allowed to touch the candelabra, it's talking about one that's not going to move when you touched it. Let's go to Sif Dal. You're allowed to go ahead and take a candle and a candlestick with a candle in it and put it on a tree. Now we know that there's a gzeira not to utilize a tree for anything on Shabbos because we are worried that you might come and rip off a branch or be toilish, and therefore the Chachamim said, don't go anywhere near a tree on Shabbos. You can't use a tree for anything on Shabbos. Now, Mechaber tells us, I could put a candle on Shabbos. Why? We're not concerned that when it goes out, you're going to go ahead and take it. Now you're being mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos. Why? Because it's muksa. So we're not worried that you're going to go move it. But on yontiv, you can't do this. Because since on yontiv it doesn't become muksa, you're allowed to go ahead and take the candle, the candlestick or the candle holder, whatever it is, and move it on Yontif. So if you put it there on Yontif, you will potentially come and take it off the tree, and that's part of the gezeira. So therefore, you shouldn't even light it there on Yontif. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah, the lek lemeichesh, the hakamelon, the national legal advice of Shabbos asa l'taltla. We have a rule that a candle that was lit on when Shabbos came in, it is also to move it the whole Shabbos. Even after the candle went out, as we'll see in Reish Ayin Tes very shortly. You shouldn't do it on Yontif. Even if you're putting it before Yontif, there it gets more into Hilchas Yontif. Sivav, and over there we see this on Yontif, you're not allowed to put anything onto the tree, because it's being mishtamish with the ilum on Yontif. Let's see the Mechaber Sif. Hey, muta lichpois kara gabe aner b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go ahead and take a bowl and turn it over the candle. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah over here, it's not talking about you putting it on the candle and it's going to put the candle out. We have in Shul, Yehuda Hyman donated the thing to put the candle out, right? So we're not talking about you putting the cup over the candle go out. You're just placing the keli in a way that it's going to block either shadow the light, it shouldn't be as light, or block it from burning something else. And therefore, but you're not going to do it in a way that it's going to put the candle out. Kadesh la yechaza or bekairi. You don't, let's say the ceiling wasn't so high or you had a very tall candlestick and you were nervous that the fire is going to catch onto the beam, you allow to go ahead and place a keli over there in order to stop it. What's the chiddush of this? Let's see the mishabura. Kara shel cheretz. First of all, it can't be any plate. It's made from earthenware. Aval shel matachos or matchis, depending how you pronounce it. Usser, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Ki amechama mechayev mishum maver. We've had this already in the past. Heating up metal, right, to the point that it gets so hot, it is considered lighting a fire, right? And therefore, you are not allowed to use a metal keli. Imloy, however, if we're worried that it's going to catch fire and cause chas v'shalom, even a suffix, that it's going to come to suffix sakonas nefashos, of course, everything goes ahead and everything goes ahead and becomes okay to do. But over here we're talking about a ner shel matris, and then you are we'll get to Shabbos lamp soon, Yaakov. We're not up to that yet. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah a little bit weiter. Now, what's the chiddush today? What's the chiddush over here that I can take a keli and put it there? What am I doing wrong? What would be the havam in a nap? Why am I picking up the keli? I'm picking up this keli for the beam, to protect the beam. Okay? She'enin etelos b'shabbos. Now, the beam is muktzah. I'm not allowed, right? You're not going to remove, since you have no intention of moving it on Shabbos, something you have no intention of moving on Shabbos becomes muktzah. So when you come into Shabbos, the beam becomes muktzah. Okay? Now, so the beam is something that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. Okay? So I would think that I'm not allowed to go ahead and move something, letzoyrich, something that I'm not allowed to move. Again, the keli, I'm allowed to move. The beam is muktzah. I'm moving the keli, letzoyrich, something that I'm not allowed to move. I would think that's problematic. Kaim alon, the chli nitla fil letzoyrich, da v'sheinu nitla. You're allowed to move something that's mutter to move to serve something that's not mutter to move. And that's why the Mechaber is telling us this is okay. If it bothers him, the light, another reason, you have to do it in a way that there's some ear remaining between the keli and the candle. Because if not, the candle is going to go out. We're not going to get yet, Yaakov posted in the notes about the Shabbos lamps. We're not going to get into Shabbos lamps right now. We'll get more into it a little bit later. With regards to covering the Shabbos lamp, okay, so that's different than a keli. There, it's made lechatchila to be covering it. Additionally, the Shabbos lamps, as far as I know, they're all either LEDs or fluorescent. So you right away downgrade it from a deraisa to at most a derabanan in general. Not the covering aspect of it, but the whole light is not considered fire. Here, we're talking about fire itself. But we'll get more into Shabbos lamps a little bit later. Okay, let's see the Mechaber, Simen, Reish, Ayin, Ches, Sif, Aleph. All right? Muta, Lechabes, Haner, B'shul, Sheish, Nachayla, Sheyesh, Bay, Sakana. Now, we're not talking about over here a Chayla that's just not feeling well. We're talking about a Chayla, Sheyesh, Bay, Sakana. Chayla, Sheyesh, Bay, Sakana means somebody who is potentially on his deathbed, or if we don't take care of him, he will be. Okay, so it's somebody who is very, very seriously ill. That person, we're talking about a situation over here, the person wants to go to sleep. The person can't go to sleep without putting the candle out. And it's going to be, and potentially, we are concerned, not for sure, but we're concerned that it can make the person sicker. Okay, says the Mechaber, in such a case, it's suffix, sakonas nefashos. And therefore, you can physically go and blow the candle out. Right, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Muta. I am a Rambam, Perish of Mishnah Kasa. The daf give a sheyef shalah haitzeh chayla makam ha'ach. He says, number one, you can't just go around and put out candles. We're talking about a situation you can't move the chayla. Because if I can just take the chayla, wheel him into the next room, and it won't negatively affect his health by doing so, then why put out the candle? Oyla hastar memenu. Or take something and place something in front of it to block the light. Right, Zalima, Ayyadei Kviyas Keli Algabav, Guta Elba Seif HaSimon, like we just learned, take a Keli, turn it over on top of it so that it blocks the light, so it's not as light, Ayin Shom. Or take the candle to another room, right? Better to move the candle, there it's just muktzah, than to put out the candle, okay? So if you have any other solution, says the Rambam, you should take those other solutions. The muktzah, better to carry muktzah, milava than to go ahead and be over on a issa of putting out a fire, but I am a bialocha. Okay, now, just understand over here, there's a whole shiloh, just in case we're going to want to use this for other situations. There's a whole shiloh over here. Is this putting out the candle a daraisa or not? Now, in general, putting out a candle is a daraisa. However, every issa Shabbos has to be l'tzarech gufay. Okay, meaning, if I put out a fire because I want coals, okay, so that I'm putting out the fire because I want because I want the coals to stay coals. Okay, over here I'm putting out the fire not because I want the fire out, it's because I want the chayla to sleep. So according to many Paiskim, it may not be a deraisa at all. So just according to others, it could be that it is. So it's not so you can't just go ahead and extrapolate from this to other situations. They're talking specifically over here about putting out a fire. If you have another situation that involves a chayla, it would have to be analyzed separately. Then, if it's going to be a difference in life and death, of course, you'll have to do either way. But sometimes we also have to decide how can we juggle things that we should do things that we should be over the least amount of Yisurim. Says the Mishnah Rabbah, L'chabes, then later on the chayla wakes up. And he says, and he wants light. And if you don't give him the light, once again, it's going to make him sicker. Mutalidla, you can light the candle. Now, so we so far said that this is fine as long as we didn't have any of the other solutions. Move the chayla, move the candle, cover the candle. Ubecholzed is another solution. Yehudi mezumelafanov, this is very important words over here. If there is a guy available, and you're able to get the guy to do, to put the candle out without delay. Meaning, why am I putting out the candle? I'm putting out the candle to protect the health of the chayla. If I'm going to let me go around the corner to get a guy, and it's going to take me 20 minutes until I come back and I do it. Then you're harming the chayla. The whole reason you're allowed to do it is for the health of the chayla. So this is also very, very important. When we say you're allowed to do things for a chayla, and people say better to do it with a guy, right? That is assuming they won't change how the it won't have a negative by doing it with the guy, it won't have a negative effect on the chayla. But if it's something that will have a negative effect, and that's for tzala guys here, see, sometimes we say even if a guy could do it, maybe a yid's going to do it with more zrizis, and a yid's going to do it with push the envelope to really make sure that the chayla survives. So we don't just automatically say, if I have a choice between a yid and a guy, go use the guy. It's only when it's absolutely certain that it's not going to be done any better with the yid. So then, yasal yaday, if you know you're going to get the exact same result with the guy, then you do it with the guy. Hacholish yesh be sakana. Why? We can see later on. Now says the Mishabur even further. That you're concerned about the robbers. They're not going to come on to him. They're not going to kill him. You have no other way of covering up the candle. You're allowed to go ahead and put the candle out. So it's not just the chayla. If your life is in danger, because so achrayin do adin b'shul achoyle she suffik sakana gam kemut l'chabes. It doesn't have to be a vade sakana. If you suffik, if the choyle is a sakana, al b'shul choyle she ein boy sakana. You have somebody who's not feeling well, but he's certainly not in a sakana. Then os l'chabes l'kul alme. Everyone agrees that you cannot do it just to make him more comfortable. V'afil ha'paiskin l'disviru hu de'ein al ki b'chi avchatos. Even according to the paiskim, that holds that putting out the fire is not necessarily that, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, that why, like I said, you're putting out the candle not because you want the candle out. You're putting out the candle because you want the chayla to be able to sleep. So it's not considered a malacha shetzricha legufa to the actual malacha. Asami divrei seifrim. It's still, at a minimum, it's asami divrei seifrim. So if you have a chayla she'ein bai sakana, you can't do it because it is considered at a minimum, it's an issa d'rabbanan to do it. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And Mishabura now is going to go in and give a little bit of an explanation of what's considered tzarech legufay and what's not. So we will, in Yetz Hashem, cover that tomorrow.